在主面前有这么美好的聚集。
We thank our Lord once again. We have a very beautiful gathering before Him.
今天有好几位从哈佛教来的学生啊，也是我们在亲爱的一些慕道友来参加我们的聚会。
Today we have some students, some seekers among us, together with us.
他们是头一次来参加这样的聚集。
This is the first time that they joined us in such kind of meeting.
可能还不大明白这个薄饼聚会是什么意思。
Some of them may not quite understand the meaning of the breaking bread.
这个聚会呢是教会当中最重要的一个聚会。
This is the most important meeting that we hold in the church.
这个聚会呢是人信了主了之后来纪念主的恩典，纪念主的爱。
This meeting is for believers to come together in remembrance of our Lord's love and His grace.
纪念主在十字架上为我们预备的救恩。
We remember the salvation that's prepared by our Lord on the cross.
是我们信他得救了。
Because we...believe and we are saved.
我们感激于心。
We are gratitude in our heart.
我们围绕在主的桌子四围。
We come around His table.
来纪念他。
To remember Him.
所以刚才我们大家看见这个桌子上面摆着两样东西。
We see two things that was set on the table.
一个是一个饼。
Bread.
主耶稣说这个饼呢，就是象征他的身体。
Our Lord Jesus said that this bread signifies His body.
因为主耶稣在十字架上把他的身体为我们钉死了。
Because His body was nailed on the cross for us.
就好像这个饼为我们剥开了一样。
Just like this bread is broken.
刚才我们把这个饼呢分给大家吃。
And this bread was shared by us and.
就是代表我们的主耶稣基督因着他十字架上的死把他的生命分给我们众人。
Signifying that his death on the cross, he distributed his life to every one of us.
所以我们今天信了主的人呢我们都已经有了主耶稣基督永远的生命。
So all who believe in the Lord have the eternal life from our Lord.
桌子上还有一个杯。
And also the cup.
这个杯呢，里面是葡萄汁。
In the cup in there is a wine.
这是象征主耶稣基督所流的宝血。
It signifies the blood shed by our Lord.
因为他在十字架流血，就洗净我们的罪。
The blood that He shed on the cross cleanses us our sin.
罪是我们犯的。
The sins we did.
本来我们该受审判，我们该受刑罚。
We are the one who should be punished and should be condemned.
那主耶稣在十字架上代替我们受刑罚了。
But he took our place on the cross.
所以神一看见主耶稣手里的血，就是已经为我们成功的救赎了。
So when we saw this blood, that's the redemption that has been finished by our Lord.
我们借着羔羊的宝血呢，我们的罪都得到洗净。
Our sins are all cleansed through the blood of the Lamb.
并且这个葡萄汁放在那个杯中。
This wine in the cup.
这个杯呢是代表福分。
This cup signifies blessing.
所以主耶稣基督借着他的这里的血，把天上各样的福分都给我们享受。
So through the blood that all the blessing.Heavenly blessing is granted from the Lord.
所以我们虽然看见的桌子上不过简简单单两样东西而已。
We may only see simply two things on the table.
但是说代表的却是无限的丰富。
But it's unlimited abundance. This is signifying.
因为神在基督里边把一切属灵的丰富啊，都作为我们的产业来给我们。
Because God gives all this inheritance to us in Christ Jesus.
那么在这样的一个聚会当中呢，不但享受主的丰富的供应。
In this gathering, this meeting, we not only enjoy the provision from the Lord.
并且我们要献上赞美，献上感激，献上敬拜。
We also offer our worship and our praise and our gratitude.
所以这个不平聚会呢，是我们大家感觉到最丰富的一个聚会。
So this is a meeting that we have the most abundant passion for him.
也是神所最喜欢、最宝贵的一个聚会。
And this is also the meeting that God treasure.
因为其他的聚会啊，像传福音的聚会啊，像讲道的聚会，都是神为着我们预备。
Because like for gospel meetings and other message meeting is prepared for us.
唯独这个不平聚会、纪念主的聚会呢，是为着主的。
But this meeting, remembering the Lord, is the only meeting that's for Him, for our Lord. It's for the satisfaction of God and also our Lord.
So we hope, our beloved friends, although today we have not this bread.
So for our dear friends, about this breaking the bread.
那等到有一天你正式心灵里边完全接受耶稣基督做你的救主了之后。
When one day you believe in the Lord and accept Him as your personal Savior,
那你也就可以和我们一同来擘这个饼，一同喝这个杯，一同来敬拜。
You can partake in this meeting, break the bread and take the cup together with us.
儿童主日学的老师们，儿童们可以去参加儿童主日学。
The children can go to Sunday school now.
那么其他弟兄姊妹，我们再来唱一句诗歌。
Let's sing another worship hymn.
206首
206
206首有两个词，我们就唱第二个词。
The second version.
第二个词我们先把它念一遍好吗？
Let's read the lyrics.
我们只念第一节。
Only the first one.
我们也只唱第一节。
Only the first stanza.
好，一起来念啊！基督是我心中喜乐，基督是我口中唱歌，有他同在就能欢唱，有他同在就是天堂。哈利路亚，真是天堂！哈利路亚，真能欢唱！有他同在，便能欢唱；有他同在，就是天堂。啊！基督是我心中喜乐。基督是我口中唱歌，有他同在就能欢唱，有他同在谁能歌颂。哈利路亚，进入天堂。哈利路亚，谁能欢唱，有他同在就能欢唱，有他同在就是天堂。再来第一集啊！基督是我心中欢乐，基督是我口中唱歌，有他同在就能欢唱，有他同在就是天堂。哈利路亚，真能歌唱。哈利路亚，真能欢唱，有他同在就能欢唱，有他同在就是天堂。主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你已经把我们带到在地犹如在天的境界。
Because you have brought us from earth into the heavenly realm.
自从我们信了主耶稣，
Since we believe in the Lord
Jesus, 你把那个天上的生命带给我们。
You brought us the life of heaven.
我们就在尝到，就是经历到各样的属灵的福气。
So we experience and taste all the heavenly blessings.
这是在地上世界上找不到的。
This cannot be found on earth.
这难怪作诗的人说，预料耶稣就入天堂。
So that's why the author says where Jesus is heaven there.
你把天堂带到我们的心中。
You brought the heavens into our heart.
就像我们从前，我们充满忧愁，充满烦恼，充满悲哀。
Just like before, we were all filled with sorrow, filled with anxiety.
许多的黑暗，许多的叹息，常常充满在我们的心中。
Where a lot of sorrows is in our hearts.
那当我们认识了你，经历了你之后
，But after we know you and experience you,
你把我们的心中黑暗消除，以光明来代替。
You replace our darkness in our heart with bright.
你把我们的软弱带过去，你用你的能力来复辟。
You replace your strength with our witness in our heart with your strength.
你把我们的仇恨消除，你带来天上神圣的爱。
You take away all the enmity in our heart and replace with the love from heaven.
你把我们身的虚弱滚掉。你代替，你把你荣耀嫁给我们。
You replaced our shame in our hearts with your glory.
这就增加我们觉得与主同在就是天堂。
That makes us feel that where Jesus is this is heaven there.
所以今天早晨我们聚集在你面前的时候
，When we gather before you this morning，
我们再来感谢你，歌颂你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。
We worship you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们先读两节圣经
Let's read some passage.
马太福音二十二章
Matthew 22.
新约马太福音二十二章
New Testament Matthew chapter 22.
如果我们旁边的朋友们对圣经不太熟悉的话，请大家帮着翻一翻。二十二章第三十七节到三十九节。
Verse 37 through 39.Matthew 22, verse 37 through 39.
因为你想把它打出来是吧？三十七到三十九，我们大家一起来念。
We read together.
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性。”敬意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself."
再读一节提撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
Another passage is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
提撒罗尼迦前书第三章第八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8.
好，一起来读啊！你们若靠主站立的稳，我们就活了。
For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord.
我今天早晨不是在这里要讲道。
This morning I'm not going to preach a message.
不是给大家传一篇信息。
Not to speak a message.
今天呢，我是来和弟兄姊妹说一说我心里边觉得一些很重要的话。
This morning I'm going to say to brother and sister some very important words from my heart.
那就算是我的灵笔证言吧。
That's my word for before my departure.
圣经里面有一卷书叫做《生命记》。
There's a book in the Bible. It's called Deuteronomy.
就是圣经里边第五卷。
It's the fifth book in the whole Bible.
这个《生命记》是摩西在晚年的时候，他对神的百姓那许多叮咛的话。
The book of Deuteronomy is the last word that he charged to the people of the Israelites at his old age.
生命记里面所写的话呀，多半是在前面出埃及记、利未记、民数记所讲过的话。
The words in the book of Deuteronomy is just a same word that repeat from the previous books, like the Exodus.
现在这个老摩西啊，他把以前讲过的话呀，又来反复的讲，又来一再叮咛的讲。
So Moses in his last years, he repeat the same words that he spoke before.
他真是不厌其烦的，有点啰里啰嗦的，一直讲，一直讲。
So he just without weary, he just repeat all the words.
所以我以前读到《生命记》啊，我都有点不大耐烦了。
So when I first read this book, I was without patience.
觉得这些话你不是前面出埃及记、利未记、民数记都已经讲过了吗？现在又一讲又一讲。
These same words being spoken in Exodus, Leviticus, and other books.
这个就是生命记。
And he said it again.
这个就是生命记。
This is the Deuteronomy.
是老摩西一再叮咛、一再关怀、一再嘱咐的事情。
This is the things that Moses at his old age charged to the Israelites.
所以我今天早晨呢，是效法摩西，也和弟兄姊妹来讲一讲《生命记》。
So this morning I'm going to imitate Moses and speak to you about Deuteronomy.
所以今天讲的都不是什么新鲜的道，都是以往我讲过、又讲过、又讲过的一些话。
This morning I'm going to share with you not new message, but the same words I spoke to you before.
可能又是觉得王弟兄又重复、又重复。
You may feel that our brothers have been repeating.
又叮咛又叮咛的。
And keep repeating the same charge.
相当的啰嗦。
So too wearisome.
也许你听了之后很不耐烦。
You may not have patience with me.
那么也请弟兄姊妹容让我就最后一次再啰嗦一次。
So brother and sister, bear with me one more time, this last time.
我想几个部分来和弟兄姊妹来交通。
I like to share with brothers and sisters in different parts.
第一个部分呢，我来讲到我们在属灵生命上的学习。
The first part is our learning from for our spiritual life.
我第一要先讲四个重要的点。
I have four important points to share with you.
我觉得一个基督徒有非常重要的几件事情，我们必须要认识的。
I would like to say that for Christian, there are few important things that we should learn,
并且要去经历的
and to experience.
这四件事情，第一个是意象。
These four things. The first one is vision.
第二个是道路。
The second one is the way.
第三个是能力。
The third thing that is the power.
第四个是我们的生活。
The fourth is our life.
我们来先讲第一个意象。
The first one is vision.
我们的意象是什么呢？
What is our vision?
这个意象呢，就是目标。
The vision is our goal.
就是说，我们到底信了主了之后啊，我们目的是什么？
So what's our goal after we believe in the Lord?
我们信了主了之后，我们要往哪里去？
After we believe in the Lord, where are we going?
我们教会聚会有什么目的？
What's the goal of gathering at the church?
那神摆在我面前的目标是什么？
What's the goal that's set before us by from God?
这个就需要一个意向。
So for this we need the vision.
所以这个目标这个意向呢，都不是我们自己定的。
This goal or vision is not set by us.
是要 让圣灵来启示给我们，开启我们的眼睛而知道。
This needs the revelation from the Spirit to open our eyes so we know.
我们人人都喜欢自己定下一个目标。
So every one of us like to set a goal.
比如我将来是个医生。
Maybe you want to be a doctor in the future.
或者我是个工程师。
Or become an engineer.
我盼望我一生当中能够成为一个伟大的诗人。
I hope to be a great writer.
或者要得诺贝尔奖金。
Or get the Nobel Prize.
或者我将来是美国总统。
Or become a president of the United States.
世上的人呢，都自己设下一个目标。
People in this world always set a goal for his life, own personal life.
基督徒的目标不是由你自己定。
The goal for a Christian is not set by us.
乃是要在圣灵的开启当中啊。认识神摆在我们面前那个标杆。
It's through the revelation of the Holy Spirit we can behold the goal that set before us.
你比方亚伯拉罕啊，当神呼召他要离开加勒底的乌尔之后。
So when Abraham was called by God to leave Ur.
希伯来书告诉我们呢，亚伯拉罕是仰望一座城。
So the book of Hebrew told us that Abraham looked forward to a city.
就是神所经营所建造的那一座城。
This city is the architect and builder is God himself.
所以亚伯一生的目标啊，就是向着神所经营所建造的那一座新耶路撒冷城去。
So the goal of the whole life of Abraham is toward This city, the architect and the builder is God himself.
这就是亚伯拉罕看见的目标。
This is the goal that beheld by Abraham.
你再比方以色列人从埃及出来。
The Israelites left Egypt.
脱离了埃及法老王的辖制。
Free from the bondage of the king of Pharaoh.
那么神把他们埃及救出来是往哪里去呢？
After they were saved from from Egypt, where are they going?
这件事情是神一再一再的已经向他们说明了。
This is something that's spoken by God to them again and again.
我要把你们带到那个流奶与蜜之地。
I will take you into the land of flowing milk and honey.
那正是一个极其丰富、极其荣耀的一个景地。
It's a place of extremely abundance.
所以呢，以色列人知道。他们从埃及出来之后啊，是向着神所应许给他们那个迦南美地去得到产业的。
So the Israelites know that after they leave Egypt, they were brought into this land, this promised land of for their inheritance.
那么基督徒的目标是什么呢
？What's the goal of Christians？
就是亚伯拉罕看见那一座天城。
It's the heavenly city that was beheld by Abraham.
也就是以色列人所要去的那个得着那个迦南美地，流奶与蜜的美地。
That's the land, the beautiful land that the Israelite was going to take possession.
那个就是神摆在我们面前的，要把他儿子耶稣基督一切的丰富啊，来作为我们的产业。
This is what God said before us is all the abundance in His Son, Christ Jesus, for our inheritance.
假使我们用简单一句话来说。
We can put this in a simple sentence.
就是得着基督。
Gain Christ.
或者说得着基督的丰富来作为我们的产业。
Take hold of the abundance of Christ for our inheritance.
来成就神的旨意。
For His to so his go, his will be done.
你也许会说，我们信了主了，不是已经得着基督了吗？
You may ask, after we believe in the Lord, don't we already have Christ?
这是不错的。当我们每一个人，当我们信主那一天开始。
Yeah, that's true. From the day we believe in the Lord, when we are saved.
当我们把我们的关闭的心门打开。
When our closed heart is open.
让基督进到我们里边来做我们的救主开始。
We receive the Lord into our heart to be our personal savior.
我们已经得到基督了。
We already gained Christ.
但是你要知道哦，基督是无限丰富、无限广大。
But you need to know that our Lord is abundant without limit.
我们信主所得着，我们信主的时候所得着基督啊，这是一个开始。
So when we first believe in the Lord and gain Christ, this is just the beginning.
好像你进入美国了，我不是已经到了美国了吗？
Like you just come to the United States, you say, I'm in the States.
但很可能在美国只刚刚一个开始而已。
But this is just the beginning, you are in the States.
你还没有到美国各地去过。
But you haven't go through all the other different places in the States.
你还没有完全认识美国的各方面。
You haven't come to know all the different aspects of the United States.
我们的主耶稣基督呢，当比美国比全世界比整个宇宙都要荣耀都要丰富。
But our Lord is much more abundant and much more glorious than the world and the whole universe.
所以需要我们用一生的年日去认识他，去经历他，去得到他。
So it needs our whole life to know him, to gain him and experience him.
所以保罗啊，等到晚年的时候，他就这么说啊。
So in the last years of the life of Paul,
我只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
就是忘记背后。
To forget what's behind,
努力前面,
to press on to in the forward,
向着标杆直跑,
to for the goal,
要得神在基督耶稣里面造我了的奖赏,
to gain what the Lord lay hold of me.
所以这就是我们基督徒的目标。
This is the goal for every Christian.
我们不是聚聚会就这么算了。
We are not just have some gathering and that's it.
我们要去经历基督，得着基督无限的丰富来做我们的产业。
We have to gain and experience the unlimited abundance of Christ for our inheritance.
并且叫神的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
And may God's will be done in us.
这个才是我们人生基督徒的满足。
Now this is our satisfaction for our whole life.
那第二点我们讲道路。
The second point is the way.
这个道路啊，用简单一句话来说，就是十字架的道路。
Simply put it, is the way of the cross.
你看以色列人啊，他们从埃及出来之后，要往迦南地去。
You can see the Israelites after leaving, departing from Egypt, they are heading to the land of Canaan.
就神带他们经过40年旷野的路程。
God brought them through.The wilderness for 40 years.
这个四十年的旷野啦，不容易过的。
40 years of life in the wilderness is not easy.
旷野有狂风，有暴雨。
There's all different kind of weather, like wind and rain.
有陷阱，有网楼。
They have a trap and snare.
有各样的试炼，有各样的难处。
Different kind of trial and all kind of hardship.
神介绍上的百姓呢，经过旷野这40年的路程。
God led these people through 40 years of journey.
结果把他们的天然生命统统都炼尽了。
So they were trial for this that the natural life been go through all this trial.
然后就成为一般新人。
And became new people.
我们最近礼拜六啊，我们讲民数记就讲到这一段。
So when we study the book of Numbers, we went through this.
以色列人在旷野40年的熬炼。
They go through trial in this for 40 years in the wilderness.
一个难处又一个难处。
They go through different difficulties.
一个打击又一个打击。
Every hardship.
那么最后
setbacks.
这帮旧人呢过去了。
So this old generation has passed.
是吧？新人就出现了。
The new generation appears.
我们的下一个礼拜六就要讲到从旷野上来的一帮新人。
So the next week we will talk about this new people come out from the wilderness.
这个旷野的路啊，就叫做十字架的道了。
This is the way of wilderness is the way of the cross.
那就讲了我们基督徒信主之后，神要带我们走的路啊，是借着十字架。要除掉我们自己。
This is the way that after a Christian believe in the Lord, that the way that the Lord would bring us through to rid our old self.
所以主耶稣一再讲给门徒听。
So again and again, the Lord spoke to the disciples.
若有人要跟从我
，anyone who would like to, want to follow me.
就当舍己。
You have to deny yourself.
啊，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And take up your own cross to follow me.
我们做基督徒啊，遇见难处是免不了的。
So when we encounter hardship for Christians is very likely.
无论在家庭中。
No matter whether it's in the your own household,
无论在我们的工作事业上面
or in your workplace,
无论在社会各样的环境中
or in different occasions,
甚至在教会当中
or even in the church,
我们人与人相处是相当的不容易
our dealings with each other is not easy.
总归你会遇见许多的难处，许多打击，许多的试炼。
Are you encounter all different kind of trial, different kind of difficulty?
那有些基督徒你问，为什么我信了主了之后还碰见这么多这么多的难处？
Some Christian may ask, why would I encounter so many difficulties after believing in the Lord?
好像那个许多不信主的朋友们，他们倒是过得还蛮舒服的，生活得很容易的。
Even those unbelievers, they doing better off.
我信主、爱主、侍奉主，为什么还碰见这么多、这么多的熬炼难处
？I believe in the Lord, and love Him and serve Him. Why should I encounter so many difficulties?
这就是主带领我们走十字架的道路啊。要炼尽我们这个自己天然的生命。
So, this is the way that God's going to put us through our the way of cross.
那么这个道路就看我们肯不肯学。
This is the way that waiting for us whether we should want to learn from.
我们在一路上碰见很多的石头。
I told you before that when we walk the way, we always stumble onto rocks.
有这个小石头，有大石头。
Sometimes the rock is big one, some are small one.
你肯学的话呢，这些石头变成你的跳脚石。
So if you willing to learn, this stumbling block would become your stepping stones.
比方这里有一条河。
For example, if you see a stream.
或者有一个有一个挖下去一个陷坑
or maybe there's a pit
我没办法跳过去
I cannot jump over it
这里正好有块大石头
but suddenly you find a rock
我小的时候过河就踩着这个石头啊就踩着这个石头就踩着就跳到河的那边去了
when I small I just jump on this stepping stone to cross a stream
这基督徒也是这样啊你碰见许多的难处
just same for the Christian when you encounter difficulty
像一些大石头一样啊，就成为你踏脚石让你可以踩着跳到背岸去
these difficulties are just like a stumbling block but you use it as stepping stone to get go cross the river
但是如果你不肯学的话呢
but if you are not willing to learn
这些石头就变成你的绊脚石
These rocks would be your stumbling block.
我走，一下子这个石头挡在我面前，我跌了一跤。
So, you stumble on this stumbling block.
真讨厌。
This was very annoying.
这个路上怎么那么多的石头
？Why are so many stumbling rocks on the road?
我已经跌了好几次了，一跤又一跤，一跤一跤的时候把我跌倒。
So many times I stumble on this and fell.
我就不想走。
I don't want to go further.
所以这些难处像石头一样，就变成你的绊脚石。
So these difficulties become your stumbling block.
所以当你碰见难处的时候，你是想要让这些难处成为你的踏脚石呢，还是成为你的绊脚石？
So do you want this stumbling block become your stepping stone when you encounter these difficulties?
我这么多年来呀，我深深领会到一件事情。
This.For so many years, I understand one thing.
最能够帮助基督徒长进的是什么？
What's the thing that help Christian the most to grow?
还不是读经祷告。
Not to reading the Bible or praying.
也不是聚会。
Not the meetings.
当然了，读经祷告聚会都有很大的益处的，也能够帮助我们长进。
Of course, a meeting and reading the Bible and praying profit the Christian to grow.
也是不能够缺少的。
And we cannot lack any of this.
但是其中最重要的一件事啊，就是你肯不肯接受十字架的功课。
But the most important thing is whether you accept the lesson of the cross.
就是神看了一个基督徒在主面前长进了多少。
This can tell how much Christian grow before him.
就要看十字架在你身上把你这个自己对付掉了多少。
Is to see how whether the cross has dealt how much this cross has dealt with you, by the dealt with yourself.
如果你虽然信主信了多年了，
if you have believed in the Lord for many years,
或者三年，或者五年，或者十年，或者二十年，
maybe 3 years, 5 years, even 10 or 20 years,
甚至五十年、六十年，
somebody even of 50 years.
如果你从来没有让十字架在你身上，或者说很少让十字架在你身上做工，对付掉你的自己天然生命。
If you never or hardly have the cross dealt with your old natural life.
在我的经验体会当中啊，你就是仍然是在生命上是看起来是很这个很少长进。
As I'm concerned, in your spiritual life, you still have not grown up.
只有我这个老亚当的生命，我自己被主对付掉多少啊？那么主的生命在我身上就能长出多少？
Only as much our natural self life been dealt with by the cross, that's how much we can grow in Him.
所以你弟兄写了几句诗歌。
So our brother Watchman Lee wrote some hymn.
就估量生命原则，不是以德，乃是以失。
To concerning the principle of life is about not about gaining, it's about losing.
还不是你读圣经聚会得到了多少。
Not how much you gain through reading the Bible or meeting or praying.
许多人听是听进去了，聚会也常常来的。
So many people just always come to the meeting.
知道道理也不少。
They know the words a lot.
但是老亚当的生命在我们是失去的很少。
But the old natural life of Adam still not been lost.
虽然我们说二十年、三十年、五十年的基督徒都白做。
So it's for 20 years or 30 years of Christian life is in vain.
当然这句话也是过分了，也不会白做了啊。
Of course, this is not completely in vain.
还是有帮助。
Still some little help.
但是如果没有经过实际的对付的话呢？
But without the
生命的长进就变得很有限，很有限。
Without the dealing of the cross, the growth would be very limited.
是生命长进的估计在于我们让神讲，是我们这个人失去多少。
The growth of our life is really depends on how much we lose.
那么第三点呢，要讲到我们的能力。
The third point is about our power.
这个能力就是圣灵。
This power is the Holy Spirit.
撒迦利亚书说不是依靠势力。
In Zechariah it says not by strength.
不是依靠才能。
Not by power.
乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
But by the Spirit of God.
所以我们的跟随主，我们走的道路不能靠着我们自己的。
So we cannot trust ourselves when we follow the way of the God.
那个走的道路呢，正信神的旨意，那个力量是什么呢？
So what's the power for running the way of God?
那是神的圣灵要充满在我们里头。
We need the Holy Spirit to fill us.
所以圣经里面常常教导我们。
So there's always the teaching in the Bible.
我们要让圣灵来充满我们的里头。
So we would have the Spirit fill within us.
所以我们要常常亲近主。
So we have to come near the Lord.
与主交通。
To have fellowship with Him.
在主面前过亲密交通的生活。
We have an intimate relationship with the Lord.
让主的灵可以多多的充满在我们里边。
So have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord to fill us.
来带领我们向前走路。
And lead us in forward.
第四点，我们的生活。
The fourth point is our life.
我们的生活是活在教会中。
Our life is our life in the church.
你看圣经里面呢， 把基督徒啊描写成一般羊群。
Bible is the Christian is mentioned as a flock.
我们得救了之后啊，就把我们带，总把我们带进他的羊群。
After we are saved, our Lord led us into the fold of the sheep.
是这个羊的生活不像狗啊、猪啊那狗那样的，那随便走了。
The life of a sheep is not like the other pets.
这羊啊，都是一群一群在牧人带领之下一同往前走。
The sheep are like a flock that's led by the shepherd.
或者我们也可以另外一个比方了，基督徒的生活就像蜜蜂一样的生活，不是蝴蝶一样的生活。
Or in other words, the Christian life is not like the butterfly, but like the bees.
那个蝴蝶啊，都单个单个的那个，或者一两只蝴蝶啊，在这朵花里采停一停，在那朵花里停一停，就比较散漫的。
Because like the butterfly is an individual, just flying around by itself.
这个蜜蜂就不同，蜜蜂是一群一群。
But the bees are in group.
它采花蜂的时候，一群一群的出去。
When they work, they work in a group.
然后回到蜂巢里面，又是一群一群的回来。
After they the work, they come back together into the beehive.
所以我们基督的生活啊，就像羊群，就像蜜蜂。
So the life of Christians is like the flock of sheep and also like the bees.
就让我们过一个群体的生活。
We live a corporate life.
因为我们没有一个基督徒能够靠自己单独走路。
So no Christian can run by himself on the path.
你看以色列人，他们从埃及出来往迦南美地区，经过旷野往迦南美地区。
You can see the Israelites coming out from Egypt, going through the wilderness towards the land of Canaan.
你从来没看见过有一个以色列是单独走路。
You don't see any time one Israelite go by himself.
他们是六十万军队啊，一起从埃及出来，一起经过旷野，一起进到迦南美地区。
The 600,000 the division of the Lord is they go all together.
若是你是一个单独的以色列人。
If you are just an individual Israelite,
你是摩西啊，你要带着这些人走，那我是觉得还要在这里在埃及再等两天。
You may want to tell Moses that you just lead this division to go. I would want to stay behind a couple more days.
或者我到西奈山再多等两天。
Or I stay behind at Mount Sinai a couple more days.
或者我在那个磐石火山那里，我再多留两天。
Or I stay with the rock deck with water gushing out for a couple more days.
你们先走吧，我自己会来的。
You go ahead and I would follow.
你找不到一个以色列人是这样。
You don't find any Israelites do this.
所以这讲到我们基督徒的生活必须是活在教会当中。
So a Christian life should be in the church.
和弟兄姊妹配搭成为一个军队。
We work together as a division.
一个基督的身体。
It's a body of Christ.
那关于基督身体啊，我前面几个主日一直讲到，我已经讲的够多了，所以今天就不多讲。
I mentioned a lot about the body of Christ the last few times.
啊，那么这已经讲到四部分了啊。
Now this is the four part.
我四个重要的点。
Four important points.
一个是意向。
The first is vision.
一个是道路。
The second is the way.
一个能力。
The third is the power.
一个生活。
The fourth is the life.
我盼望弟兄姊妹都能够记住啊。
So I hope that brother sister can remember.
那么再多讲一点呢，就是讲到我们基督还可做生命的道路。
Also we need to go the way of life.
而不是走知识性的道路。
Not a path of knowledge.
啊，这个就是神在创造人的时候，神所定下的一个法则。
This is the commandment set by the Lord when man was created.
也就是一个命令。
It's a commandment.
因为神对亚当和夏娃说。
Because God said this to Adam and Eve.
与伊甸园中各样树上的果子你都可以吃。
You can eat of any tree in the garden.
唯独那个分别善恶树的果子你不能够吃。
But you cannot eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子就必定死。
Because the day you eat of it, you will die.
这神的意思呢，当然已经是指着要亚当夏娃呀吃那个园中生命树上的果子。
That means that what God wants Adam and Eve to eat of is to eat of the tree of life.
所以这就是以往年长的弟兄们呢一再教导我们要拣选生命树，不要去拣选分别善恶的知识树。
That's the teaching from our elderly we choose not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but the tree of life.
因为拣选生命树就是活在神的生命当中。
Choosing the tree of life is to choose to live in the life of God.
那什么叫做生命呢？
What is life?
生命呢？你比方说假设这里有一个盆景。
You may see a plant.
你假设这个盆景啊，经常可以见到阳光的。
If this plant is always set in the sunlight,
给它加上水分。
Water it,
或者再加上一点肥料。
Or you put in some fertilizer.
你看这个盆景啊，就长得欣欣向荣。
This plant would prosper.
一直呢，青青嫩嫩的。
So it's always have green leaves.
绿油油的。
Always stay green.
长得很挺的。
And always going strong.
过了不久也开花的。
And also flourish.
这叫做生命的现象。
This is the sign of life.
假设它不见阳光。
If you put it out of the light.
缺少水分。
And without any watering.
这一枝啊，这慢慢有点枯萎了，有点干巴巴的样子。
The leaves would wither and dry up.
有点那个萎靡不振的，没有精神，没有神气的样子。
With no strength.
你看这个，我这个养的这个花呀，这个花草，为什么这个，为什么这个好像垂头丧气的，没精打采那个样子呢？
You may ask why this plant is not growing, but seems like it's a failing.
那就生命不够。
This is lack of life.
或者生命枯萎。
Or this life is withering.
所以基督徒啊，要注意到我们是不是活在生命的光景之中。
So for Christian, we have to pay attention whether we are living in this life.
千万不要去摸那个分别善恶知识树。
We should not touch the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
你知道什么叫做分别善恶知识树吗？
You know what is this tree of knowledge of good and evil?
那就是很多人给你讲啊，东家长西家短的。
There's somebody come to you and speak to you some gossip.
或者是教导你一些知识道理，一些规章，一些规矩。
Or tell you some rules, some regulation.
我们这里是没有这样的规矩的。
Or you say we don't have any regulation.
你要照着我们这样行，这样行，这样行。
You just do according to what we tell you.
这个就知识善恶知识树。
This is the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
跟你讲这个东家长，这个西家短。
Tell about the other gossip.
把许多是非的东西讲给你听。
Tell you about this shortcoming of other people.
你听了之后，你的生命的光景怎么样啊？
So after you heard such things, how would your stage of life?
你一接受这分别善恶知识的东西呢？
When you receive these things of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
你的心灵就有点枯萎下去了。
Your spirit would have the condition like withering.
是慢慢的去影响我的属灵生命。
So your spiritual life is affected by this.
是我在属灵生命上就没有办法过，只能之后退步往前了。
So your spiritual life cannot go forward.
所以凡是叫我们爱主的心退后的。
Something that hinder our love for the Lord.
凡是叫我的心灵下垂的。
Something that let down our heart.
叫我里面的光景沉下去的。
So let our heart would come to a low state.
那就是分别善恶知识性的东西。
This is something from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神说你吃的时候啊，就必定死。
That's why God said, when you eat of it, you will die.
叫我们灵里死亡了。
This is our spiritual life will die.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹学习要活在生命的原则里面。
So every brother and sister should learn how to live in this principle of life.
保持我们的生命的光景，那个一直新鲜，一直活泼，一直向着主的荣耀而积极的往前去。
So keep our life is in our livelihood toward God.
那么这一部分呢，就讲到我们的属灵生命上的学习。
This is about our lessons, our learning in the life.
现在我交通到了第二部分。
Now I like to share the second part.
关于聚会和服事方面的一些学习。
It's our learning in our gathering and in our service.
我首先呢要和大家讲到关于领会和领诗歌的事情。
The first thing I want to mention about is the things about leading meeting, also leading the sing pray.
因为我们教会的聚会啊，领会的人、领诗的人就相当的重要。
Because those brothers and sisters who lead the meeting is very important.
所以盼望我弟兄姊妹领会领诗歌的时候啊，要能够注意到一些点。
I hope that brothers and sisters can pay attention when they lead the meeting and lead the sing pray.
这也是啰里啰嗦，我讲了又讲，说了又说的。
Now this is something I keep saying and repeating.
一个人一个弟兄或者怎么领会的话呀，最重要一件事情要把聚会的灵领起来。
The most important thing the brother who leads the meeting is to bring up the spirit.
千万不要上来领两首诗歌啊，好了，我的任务完毕了，就交给讲道的弟兄吧。
Not just come up here and lead start with two hymns, then turn the time over to the speaker.
你要负责，你要注意，你是不是借着诗歌已经把聚会、把弟兄姊妹的灵都提升起来了？
You should pay attention and make sure that you are the one responsible for bring up the spirit of the whole all the brother and sister.
我们不能把领会、领诗啊当做一些形式化的东西。
So you cannot treat the leading the hymns as something that's a routine.
因为我做了这件事情了，我的任务已经完成了。
After you done that, you think that you have finished your
responsibility. 最重要的任务呢，是把主的是把弟兄姊妹和聚会的灵提升起来。
The most important responsibility for you is to lead the to raise the spirit of all the brothers and sisters in the meeting.
把主的同在就带进来。
And bring in the presence of the Lord.
那你带会的人呢，还需要注意一个点。
Those who lead the meeting also should pay attention to.
无论是礼拜五带领祷告聚会。
No matter is the prayers meeting on Fridays.
无论是带领礼拜六查经聚会。
Or leading the Bible study meeting on Saturday.
领会的人啊，你一定要好好的负起这个聚会的责任。
The brother who leads the meeting should take the responsibility.
所以你事先就要预备。
So you have to get yourself ready before that.
要让自己灵预备的丰丰满满的。
And prepare your heart.
一进到聚会中间，你的灵就可以马上就提升起来。
When you start the meeting, the spirit can be raised up.
并且你要学习，因为你是领会。所以你不能够使这个聚会冷场。
You cannot because you are the leading the meeting, you should not let any part of the meeting cool.
许多时候弟兄领会了，哎，到了时间，他也没开始。
So the brother who lead the meeting still missed the starting time and still. Not to have started a meeting.
或者像开始也没有人选诗歌。
And in the beginning, nobody picked the hymn.
或者交通的时候，哎，大家都不交通。
And nobody want to share.
所以你一定要负起一个责任来，怎样能够让这个聚会能够脱离掉这个冷的场面。
So this brother has to take the responsibility to hold up the meeting and not have any let the meeting.
你想想看，如果你们在公司里面开会
，For example, if you have a meeting at your workplace，
或者主持一个什么节目
or you have to hold some kind of program.
那个主持人呢，早先都有计划。
This leading person have to have a previous plan.
你有没有看见过在公司聚会或者是一个组织节目的时候，哎，都没人讲话就让他冷场了？
So you never see that the one who leading the program let things go by.
所以呢，领会的人必须你是今天是这个聚会的主持人。
So the one who the brother who lead the meeting should know that you are in charge of the meeting.
你要在主面前好好的领受主的供应。
You should receive the provision from the Lord first.
把主的同在带进来。
And bring in the presence of the Lord.
你鼓励弟兄姊妹起来祷告和这些交通。
Encourage other brothers sisters to participate and share.
你千万不要让这个聚会冷场。
You shouldn't let this meeting cool down.
那么领诗歌的人呢？领诗歌的人最重要的，要把诗歌的灵唱到我们人弟兄姊妹灵里边去。
So the one who lead the song should lead the so that the spirit of brother and sister can into the hymn itself.
我借着这个诗歌啊，领唱的时候啊。能够把弟兄姊妹都能够灵力的敞开了。
Through the hymns, you raise up the spirits of the brothers and sisters.
能够把这个诗歌里面的那个宝贵的点呢、啊，能够这个可以鼓励弟兄姊妹能够把这个特点就讲出来。
So you can encourage the brothers and sisters through the words in the hymn.
所以我不大喜欢弟兄们的领诗歌的时候，好，比方六句诗歌唱完了，我们再来唱一遍，又从第一句唱到第六句。
So I don't like that some brothers and sisters just simply repeat the song through all the different stanzas.
我也是在某一个聚会里面唱第二遍重复了，这第三遍我们再来从头再唱一遍。
So I had one time in a meeting that we repeat the same hymn two, three times.
越唱叫人家心里越烦。
So this would weary the brothers and sisters.
是最好的领诗，你应该把这个诗歌里边那个精华的点。
Very good leading the song is to bring out the essential points from the hymn.
就最突出的点。
The distinguished points.
你用简单的两三句话把它点一点。
Just summarize in a few words.
也不要讲的太多。
You shouldn't say too much.
讲两三句话，几句话就可以。
So a few words is good enough.
把这个点再点醒了。
So just point out the essential meaning.
提醒弟兄姊妹了。
So remind the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹感觉这个点很宝贵，我们就来唱。
So when the brothers and sisters feel that this point is very very essential, then we can start the singing.
就像昨天晚上我们在查经聚会的时候。
Just like last night we had the Bible study.
我就点了那个197吧。
I picked one of the hymn.
197啊 ,197 啊。197啊就咒诅他受祝福我降这首诗歌。
So he took the curse and I received the blessing.
197啊我是先点31首。
I picked the hymn 31.
三十一首，我就着重的点两个点。
So I just pick out two points.
第三集里边讲到，我既敬神敬到如此，已经不能够再相近。
So the third stanza said that I was so near to the Lord that can never be nearer.
第四节的我神就爱我爱到如此已经不能够再真爱。
The fourth stanza saying the love loved me so much that I cannot he cannot love me anymore. So this hymns I just pick out these two points.
我们今天呢我们敬神敬到什么地步啊已经不能够再相近了
so,
那么亲近了。
We are near to God is so near that cannot be any nearer.
神爱我爱到什么地步你晓得吗
So how much God love us?To what extent?
他是如何爱他的儿子，照样爱我不稍改呀。
He loves me so much without any different from loving his own son.
知道不知道？ 神爱我们就像他爱他的儿子耶稣基督一样的。
So God loved us just like He loved His own begotten Son.
这两个一点一点呢，哎，整个诗歌都叫做抓住那宝贵的东西了。
So only two points can we can grasp the two essential points of the hymn.
一百九十七。
Then I pick the hymn 197.
祝祝他受。
He took the call. 祝
福我想。
I got the blessing.
为什么今天我们能够近身近到这么近的地步啊
？Why we are near to God? We are so near.
为什么神爱我爱到一个地步啊？就像他爱他自己的独生儿子一样的爱法呀
？Why God can love us like He loved His own Son Jesus?
因为主耶稣基督在十字架上把我们的咒诅都带到他自己身上去了。
Because our Lord has laid all the curse on himself on the cross.
啊，他也因此呢，他把祝福留给我们来享受。
So he grant all the blessing to us.
所以这么一点，这么一唱呢，我们昨天晚上聚会就非常的开放。
So we can open up the whole meeting after we sing this hymn.
灵里面都很提升。
So our spirit's been raised up.
其实我在九年来啊，我在每一次聚会当中。我提的诗歌，我领的诗歌，我点的东西啊，已经跟弟兄姊妹，就一直教导，一直教导。
So for these 9 years, I've been so much teaching to brother and sister by setting example how I pick him.
我很盼望我们灵会的弟兄们能够好好的在思想，我这几年以来我是怎么带着聚会。
I hope that those brothers sister who lead the hymns can consider the all this year how I've been leading the hymns for you.
就像我们不凭聚会之前那个预备的诗歌。
Just like the hymn that we sing before our breaking the bread.
我们当初的本意呢是这样，因为弟兄姊妹还没有完全到整齐。
The original intention was because not all brothers and sisters have all arrived.
可能早到了，但是呢，好像来的时候大家在讲话。
But some come early, but they are still chatting.
所以我的本意呢，原来就是要借着几首短的诗歌，让弟兄姊妹好好来亲近主。
So my intention was to have brothers and sisters.Through the short hymn can come near to the Lord.
所以我每一次在不平聚会之前，我来领诗歌的话。
So if I let the hymn before the breaking bread,
我差不多只点几首诗歌。
I pick only a few hymns.
靠近主。
Near him.
亲近跟亲近。
Nearer and nearer.
或者说主，我是说你。
Lord, I'm thine.
啊，都这些短歌。
This short hymn.
这个目的是为了让弟兄姊妹能够好好的心灵安静下来。
So this intention was to quiet down the hearts of brothers and sisters.
在聚会弟兄姊妹还没有到，还没有那样正式开始的时候。
So when we have just start the meeting.
我们心灵先安静下来。
So our spirit first quiet down.
来靠近主。
Come near to our Lord.
预备我们的心灵。
Prepare our heart.
让我们下面不平聚会有更好的赞美，更好的歌颂。
So we have better praising and better worship when we come into the breaking the bread.
但是我们几位领会的弟兄好像不大领会我的意思。
This brother and sister who lead the hymns don't quite understand what my intention.
000还是走样子。
So they deviate from the way I
would like. 这里很长很长的诗歌。
So they always let the very long hymn.
这个实在不是我的本意。
This is not my original intention.
我很盼望弟兄姊妹都能够好好的回想我在这里的时候我是怎么带着这个聚会，怎么是领着这个诗歌
？So I would like this brother and sister like to reconsider how I've been leading this hymns.
那么服事上面第二个点呢？当然我们讲祷告和交通。
The second point about surfacing is to about the prayer and fellowship.
无论是不平聚会也好，或者是祷告聚会的祷告也好， 查经聚会的大家交通也好。
No matter whether it's breaking the bread or the prayers meeting or Bible study,
我觉得弟兄姊妹不要怕。
So I feel that the brothers and sisters should not be afraid.
我们没有一个人天生就会。
We do not do this naturally.
我们都要来学。
We need to learn.
我们祷告不怕祷告的不好听。
We are not afraid that we not saying the words right.
因为要知道祷告是给神听的。
You know that when we pray to God.
祷告不是给大家，不是给你们听的啊。
We not pray to in the hearing of others.
祷告你说，你说我祷告什么呢？
When we may ask, what should I pray?
你心里想到什么你就讲什么。
Whatever in your heart, you pray for that.
没有固定的文章。
You don't pray on some fixed word.
没有什么某一定的形式。
There's no fixed way to pray.
就好像见到你的朋友一样。
Just like when you meet your friend.
或者见到你的父母亲一样。
Or when you meet your parents.
你想讲什么就讲什么。
Whatever you want to say in your heart, you say.
今天我身体很疲倦。
You may say that I'm very tired.
我就说，妈，我肚子饿了，累了。
You may tell your mom that I'm hungry, I'm tired.
你们
都可以
吃啊。
Anything to eat?
你到神面前也是这样。
When you come before God, you say the same thing.
今天我好累啊。
Lord, I'm so tired.
我上了一天的课。
After the whole day of class.
我上了一天的班。
A whole day of work.
并且老爸还欺压我。
I was mistreated by my boss.
同事还排挤我。
My co-worker have some didn't like me.
我真是很辛苦啊。
This is so tough.
你就把这个情形就给主讲一讲嘛。
Just tell your condition to God.
那就报到不平聚会里面来。
When you come to the breaking bread.
我看见梁子元弟兄祷告得很好。
I hear that Brother Len pray so well.
我很想学他，我也学不来。
I want to pray the same way as him.
你不需要去学他。
But cannot do it. But you don't need to pray the same way as he does.
主啊，梁子元弟兄祷告得很好，我就祷告不好。
You can tell the Lord that Brother Leung is praying so well, I cannot.
但是我有颗真心跟你讲讲话呀。
But I want to say something to you from my heart.
其实我也讲不了几句。
I cannot say even a few words.
我就主要说我爱你。
You can say that, Lord, I love you.
奉主的名，阿们。
In Jesus' name,
amen.
That's all you need to say.
这多好啊。
It's so nice.
所以下次一定来这样聚会，你就这么祷告。
So next time you come and you can just pray like that.
百合会不会？大家都会了啊，很简单。
So everyone can pray this.
以后就是你祷告想什么，很高兴。
You may be you rejoice.
今天呢，我去看一个朋友。
Today I'm going to meet a friend.
哎呀，在他那里我学到一点东西。
From there I learned something.
很帮助我。
That's helpful to me.
或者呢，就像你们几位啊。
Also, just like you feel.
哎呀，那一天呢，这个飓风来了。
When it happened that when the storm came.
我们八个人挤在一个房子里边。
All eight of us gather in one room.
也没有东西吃。
No food to eat.
结果一个阿姨呀、啊，一知道我们有这个困难，就马上送菜送饭到我们家来。
When auntie learned about this, she delivered some food.
那马上我就在主面祷告，主啊，感谢赞美你。
So immediately I come before God and say thank you, God, thank you.
我今天正是享受到了神的爱了。
Today I can taste the love of God.
我心中真是多么的欢喜啊。
I'm so glad in my heart.
是祷告什么？祷告就讲这些话嘛。
So how to pray, that's what you
say in
your prayer.
祷告没有一定的文章的。
There's no fixed word.
祷告也不需要动听美丽的言辞。
You don't have need to say some beautiful word.
当然你像李白一样，像白居易一样，你是出口成章可以作诗的话啊。
If you can put it into a beautiful word,
你也不妨一些你唱就是祷告里面像诗歌一样的“明月几时有，把酒问青天”。你也可以这么，当然不能小礼拜这些话了啊。你就是把你的话做成诗篇来献给神，也是很好的。
If you can put your prayer into a beautiful word, you can do that too.
但这个不是必要条件。
But this is not a requirement.
就你是怎么样 怎么样想的，你就怎么样祷告。
How you think in your heart, that's how you pray.
你可以祷告的很简单。
You can make your prayer simple.
你可以祷告的像大卫一篇很长的诗篇。
You can pray like David have his long hymn.
没有限制。
There's no limit.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹都能够以后好好的来学习。
So I would like the brother and sister can learn.
教堂也是一样啊。我想不多讲了，交通也是这个原则。
So this is same principle for fellowship.
还有一点，招待的弟兄姊妹，我曾经讲过，我还是要再讲啰嗦一点。
So for brothers sisters who serve as ushers, I say some little more.
我们招待的弟兄姊妹啊，我们知道，我们是代表主来招待弟兄姊妹和朋友们来参加这个聚会。
For the other brother and sister, I represent the Lord to welcome brother and sister into the meeting.
所以假设今天人安排到你招待的话,
if it's scheduled, you're scheduled to be the other today.
你应该在门口啊，能够把主的爱、主的接纳人的那一种的爱和那种甜美的感觉啊，就给人有这样一个印象。
You can convey this impression that you welcome the comers are welcome with the love of God, love of the Lord.
纷纷诗歌，纷纷这个什么那个主的崇拜，主的崇拜那个程序单。
Not just to hand out the hymn books or the bulletin.
那个人进来自己都可以拿的嘛，哪需要你分呢？
So the people can pick up themselves.
招待最重要的任务是把主的爱、把主的欢喜，表达出来。
The most important responsibility of the usher is to express the love of the Lord and the joy of the Lord.
让弟兄姊妹和朋友们一进来就感受从你身上感受到主的爱，感受到主介绍你给他的欢迎。
So when brother and sister or newcomer come, they can feel the welcome and also the love of the Lord.
另外一个招待呢，就把弟兄姊妹朋友呢，就带到前面来走。
And another brother and sister can usher the friends to the front.
你想我们参加其他的世界上的会啊，也是招待都是叫他怎么做怎么做怎么做。
So you can participate. You can go to some kind of gathering. Always the usher you to your seat.
So 招待一定要欢迎，一定要把他带入座。
So usher have to welcome, also to lead the friends to the seat.
不过招待定是没有一个为难呢，就是我们请他的往前走，他们都不肯呢。
But there's some problem. Sometimes the usher brother and sister.I want to lead them to the front, but they refuse.
这也是招待弟兄姊妹更加为难的地方啊。
This is the problem that they have.
所以需要我们众弟兄姊妹大家一同合作。
So we need all brothers and sisters cooperation.
你说今天那两个招待弟兄姊妹啊，主给他们一个权柄，让他们来招待你。
Because today the other brothers and sisters was given the authority as the.
是你要知道，他们是代表主来招待的。
Because they are us representing the Lord.
所以在今天这里，你必须要听从这两位招待的弟兄姊妹。
So today you have to be subject to the brothers and sisters.
这样彼此合作，那就非常好。
So such kind of cooperation would be very nice.
那么还有一点提醒。
Another reminder.
就聚会要准时。
To be on time for meetings.
我们。这个点上曾经提过不少次。
I have bring this up so many times before.
我们通信上也写过不少次。
We have this reminder on the bulletin so many times too.
但是呢，好像大半的弟兄姊妹都是迟到。
But more than half the brothers and sisters are late.
所以有一次我们请了徐总飞弟兄来讲道。
One time, we invite Brother Xu to deliver a message.
他看看表，九点半了，到已经时间已经到了。
When he saw that the time is already been time.
你们聚会就这样了，就这么几个人。
So your meeting's only a few of you.
哎呀，叫我感觉到很羞愧啊。
I felt so terrible.
我说是啊，我们真的很亏欠主了，弟兄姊妹都常常晚到。
I said yes, brothers and sisters are most late.
所以从同工开始，从教会人负责责任的弟兄姊妹开始，我们都要找到。
So we should begin with all the co-worker and all the responsible brothers and sisters. We should be punctual.
最好能够找到十分钟或者十五分钟。
Not just on time, but should be 10 minutes early.
先来安静坐下。
To sit down and be quiet.
我觉得在这一点上啊，我们的弟兄 Paul 跟美瑜啊，他们一个很好的榜样。
I think our brother and sister Paul and Mayu have set a good example.
他们从那几年来，我都从那他们从来不迟到。
These past few years they never come late.
并且还坐在前面。
Also they sit in the front.
当然，所以这一点我是很佩服 Paul 跟美玉。
For this point I admire this brother and sister.
当然不止他们两位了，像阿奇跟龚琪也是早到。
So some other brother and sister also come early.
平伯安德他们也是早到。
And also, this brother, other brother and sister come early.
我们何弟兄、何志哥弟兄也是早到。
Elderly brother also come early.
所以好几位弟兄姊妹都是很准时，并且还早到。
Many brother and sister come early, also come on time.
当然还有其他一些弟兄姊妹也是早到。
Many other brother and sister.
所以这个是我的啰里啰嗦的话啊。
This is my the words I've been repeating.
也许你们听了。不大喜欢。
Maybe you don't like what I say.
但也是我最后一次的啰嗦。
This is the last time I repeat this.
我盼望弟兄姊妹原谅我的啰嗦。
I would ask Francis forgiveness for my repeating this. The last point.
我在这里服侍九年。
I have served here for 9 years.
难免言辞和态度方面会得罪一些人。
Some of my words and deeds may offend somebody.
所以凡是我亏欠弟兄姊妹、得罪弟兄姊妹的，我在这里都向你们请求你们原谅。
Anything I'm in debt or to any brother and sister, any offend a brother and sister, I ask for forgiveness.
也盼望大家都在主里边能够赦免、能够宽恕。
So you may forgive me in the Lord.
我今天教程就到这里了。
That's all my sharing.
今天我
要多
请几位弟兄祷告。
I would like some brothers and sisters offering the prayer.
我们请顾明，还有中原，楼弟兄，像钟胜天弟兄人也到了，我们也请钟弟兄，我们就请几位弟兄姊妹。带我们祷告。
Father, we thank you. We thank you for today.